Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, so here we sit on a Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. Dom, do you want to guess what 1 week from this very moment is from right exactly now? 1 week.
That would be a kickoff to the Falcon season.
Toe meets leather, the great Al Seraldo would once say. Toe meets leather. Kickoff for the NFL season for the Atlanta Falcons 1 week from this very minute against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, this year, because of the nature of where I am, I'm no longer doing the Wade Ford tailgate show. That will still be Joe Patrick, but Andy Bunker is going to take my spot. I will miss the show a lot because I really enjoyed doing it. But they didn't kick me off the show. Again, for those of you who don't know, I'm having to do the show remotely now. So I can't make it to the games. That's why. So Andy's going to graciously take over that role, and I really appreciate the fact that he is. Big fan of Andy's, so, and big fan of Joe's, so I think they'll do a great job. But I will be down next week. I'll be in town. I'm coming in on Thursday, so I'm really looking forward to Dom seeing everybody and doing my college show with Abe on Saturday morning at the studio and going to the Falcons game on Sunday. So I'm getting excited for all that. I just hope it's a good year. Man. Tomorrow, 10 to 2, by the way, on Labor Day, I'll be here. Will McFadden of AtlantaFalcons.com, senior editor, he's going to join me during the show, and we'll talk a lot of Falcons. I'll probably haven't talked to Joe yet, but I'm going to try and rouse Joe or Andy to twist their arm to come on the show. I'm just letting you guys know. Okay. And letting you guys know. 404-726-0929. Before we get to Steve here, we're talking college football today, reacting. Again, the new poll, just so you know, won't come out till Tuesday. Normally Monday, but not till Tuesday. That's because of the Monday night game between TCU and North Carolina. I'm not really sure why it won't come out because the week isn't over yet. I understand that. But the winner of TCU and North Carolina is not going to be ranked, all right? So, but whatever. Is what it is. However, today, Virginia Tech, South Carolina, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. If you're making your way to Mercedes-Benz to see the Hokies and the Gamecocks, enjoy the game. Best of luck to your team. Another SEC-ACC showdown here between those two. And then we get into Notre Dame and Miami tonight in Miami, 7:30. And again, that game is live on 92 on the game. Dom, do you watch like a lot of streaming TV series?
A few of them, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you've checked this one out, new one. Terminalist Dark Wolf?
No, I the name Terminalist obviously sounds familiar, but I haven't watched.
Well, they did Terminalist, right, which was a series. Now they've done another. It's called Terminalist Dark Wolf. It's actually a prequel. It's Chris Pratt and it's Taylor Kitsch and Liam Hemsworth. Dude, I just watched, they dropped the first three and then it's every week, right? Dude, it's really good. Okay. Terminal List, Dark Wolf, really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to check it out.
I mean, it's you know, it's really good. I'm just saying, okay? If you're into that kind of stuff and I'm into that kind of stuff, if you're a guy and you're looking for something to watch and you're, you know, bored on Tuesday, Terminal List, Dark Wolf on Netflix. Oof, man, it's good. I wish they dropped the whole thing. It's gonna drop. I hate this week by week thing. Oh, it's dropped the whole bloody thing.
I prefer that. I actually prefer the episodic, like weekly drops.
No, I get into it. It's like a book. I don't want to put it down. I want to see more. I go to the buffet. I want to eat the whole thing. I don't want to eat. Come back half hour later. Eat. Come back half hour. No. Just let's go.
Speaking of, real quick, because you said that you obviously like Terminal List, and then they did Terminal List Dark Wolf which is a prequel. Are you a fan of that? Them kind of. Do you feel like it's cash grabby to do the prequel after you make the first?
It can
movie?
Be it, if it's not good, but this is good.
Okay. Gotcha. So it's okay.
Yeah. So like they're doing the Outlander prequel now, Blood of My Blood.
Yep.
Which is also good, you know. So if it's good, I'm okay with it. The Star Wars prequel, when we saw Jar Jar Binks, we went, yeah, this isn't really working, is it?
Yeah, that was one of the bad ones.
This Phantom Menace thing ain't working. Anyway, let's go to Steve. He's on the WaveFord.com hotline. Hey, Steve, welcome to the show.
How you doing? I have two comments I'd like to get your opinion on.
Okay.
Number one, how many times last year did we see the Bulldogs play a team like Marshall, and going into the fourth quarter, it's still a ball game? This year, we have a real running quarterback. And in college football, that makes all the difference. He can even make Mike Bobo look good. And my second comment is Arch Manning. He has grown up going to all the football camps, the quarterback camps, and that makes you look real good in practice. But when you get in a real game, it's a different story. He does not have the eye of the tiger or that dog in him, that fight, that leadership. There were a couple of times yesterday when he got stopped on 4th-and-1 because he quit moving his legs. They tried to push him from behind, but he was just laying on the pile. What is your opinion on that?
I think he's a young player. I have to see a lot more of him. I have to see how he grows as a player. Some quarterbacks are funny, you know. Some are ready to play younger than others, and some take a little while to mature. But again, I'm not ready to pass any judgment on his ability to be a professional quarterback or to exceed, you know, as a college quarterback or in the NFL until I see a lot more. I can't really comment except to say, let me see more. That's all. I don't think you can say yes or no right now.
And the Georgia running quarterback, do you think that's going to make a huge difference this year?
Well, it always helps to have a mobile quarterback. I think we all understand that. But, you know, Georgia last year only ran for 150 yards in one game that was against UMass, and that was largely due to the offensive line not being really very good. So, look, I think Georgia's a really good football team, Steve, with a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. And I think they'll be fine. I don't want to compare them to last year. Last year was last year. This year is this year. Let's see what they do moving forward. They didn't have any drops. Maybe I missed one. You know, and from the wide receivers, it looks like the wide receiver room has been upgraded. So, look, Austin Peay next week, and then we get into – then it gets real. You get the Alabamas, the Tennessees, and the Texases, and the Auburns, and everything coming up. So, you know, let's see how they do in the big games. But if I were a Georgia fan, I'd be pleased with what I saw yesterday. And I would have high expectations of this team that they are going to be potentially in the SEC title game, certainly, and obviously they're going to make the playoff and have a chance to win the national title again. So I think it's all good if you're a Georgia fan.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, absolutely all good if you're a Georgia fan. But remember how fine the line is, because if Georgia doesn't somehow have that miraculous comeback against Georgia Tech last year, you know, was it 8 overtimes or whatever the hell that thing was? If Georgia Tech wins that game, which by all rights Georgia fans admit they probably should have, Georgia doesn't even make the playoff. Unless they win, of course. Well, that's not true. They would have made it automatically with the SEC championship game. But, so I take that back, because there's an automatic berth to that. But still, nonetheless, the fine line is they would have been forced to win, because they were in either way going into the SEC title game, right, win or lose. But they were forced to win the SEC title, which of course they did. That would have been the difference for them. So, but look, Georgia's going to be fine. You know, and I don't want to compare anything to last year. It's hard to compare. So, are you going to compare Boise State this year to last year? You know, I mean, when you have turnover, when you've got 20 new players starting for you or something ridiculous, you know, it's hard to say until teams settle in who's going to be what, because the turnover is so massive. Dan Mullen at UNLV has set, he's 2-0, and you know, but he has 17 transfer starters, not transfer starters. 17. I don't know. Are they any good? Are they not any good? I have no idea. You would think that, you know, as they start to play together, that they would come together over the course of the year, and maybe UNLV will get better as the season goes. They're already 2-0. Maybe they get better over the course of the season, and Dan Mullen takes them to the playoff. They were borderline playoff team last year. You know, but they've got 17 new starters. I don't know. Beats hell out of me. That's the difference in college football now. See, nobody knows, you guys and gals, nobody knows nothing. So if you have a host who comes on the radio, and look, I've been covering college football for multiple networks for 46 years. I was a college football host at CNN, at Sports Channel in New York, at Fox Sports Net in LA, on Fox Sports Radio. I've hosted college football shows here. I've been doing this. I started and ran a major national college football poll that is now the coaches poll, was the CNN USA Today Top 25. I have been around this game. I have covered multiple national championship games. I am a college football fan and a college football guy. I know this sport extremely well. I had no idea who's going to freaking win. If I did, I'd be in Vegas betting on it. Who's winning tonight? You tell me. I don't remember. I think I picked Miami to win. But if Notre Dame goes out there and Carson Speck throws 5 interceptions and Miami is just overwhelmed by the Notre Dame defensive line and gets beat 45-10, or if Carson Beck throws 5 touchdowns and C.J. Carr throws 5 interceptions and Notre Dame's got nothing but Jeremiah Love and they lost everything and Miami wins 45-10. Okay. And, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it beats me. If you know that, if you are convinced that it's going to go one way or the other, here's a little trick. Get online and bet on it. Bet your house, bet your life, because things have changed. I picked Alabama to beat Florida State because I thought, I bought into the, hey, listen, Kalen DeBoer's got an offensive line that is the best offensive line, because that's what I was told. I'm not actually there in Tuscaloosa going to practice and looking at it, but I was told they had the best offensive line in the nation by multiple different sources, okay? Did that look like the best offensive line in the nation? Because they got their butt kicked. You know, say Ty Simpson was no good, but Ty Simpson, how many times did Ty Simpson, you know, release the football as he was about to get smashed? Hey, credit to Ty Simpson that he was able to walk after the game. Man, you know, phew. Yeah, it was not pretty. And so, again, football boils down to when Georgia was dominant, you could sit here and tell me about running backs coming out the gas station or all the great, you know, wide receivers and cornerbacks and safeties. Football's a pretty simple game. Run the ball, stop the run, win the game. That was said 1930-something, near 100 years later. Run the ball, stop the run, win the game. It's still true. It's a point of attack. It's the football. It's the center. This is why that center position is so critical. It's the most underrated position in all of football. If you have a great center, that changes the dynamic of your team. If you have a great nose tackle, they can change the dynamic of your team because it's a point of attack game. If you're good between the edge to edge and tackle to tackle on both sides of the line, If I were a college football coach that and I had unlimited, well, if I had NIL money, that's where I would spend my NIL money. Edge to edge, tackle to tackle. Go find me some wide receivers. Go, I can find 1,000 guys that can run the football. Because you're a great running back if you can run the football, if you've got like lanes that are wide open that you can run through, right? I want to smash everybody at the line of scrimmage. That's when you dominate. And that's when Georgia dominated, when they were smashing teams on both sides of the line of scrimmage, right? Yeah, pretty much. Yes, because it frees up all the other players to make plays. So that's where I would just spend my money on offensive linemen and defensive linemen. Spend every damn penny on it. I'll go find quarterbacks. You can find three-star quarterbacks and three-star running backs and turn them into five-star if you block and tackle. All right, anyway, Abe Gordon, my co-host on College Football Game Time, weighed in, and he had some really interesting things to say about his view of what happened in Week 1. We'll bring that back to you if you missed it earlier because it's interesting. We'll do that next on Sports Radio 90 Time of the Game.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Sports Radio 90 tonight, the game live from the Northern Kia Studios. John Friggy with you on this Sunday. Got a big game tonight, Catholics Convicts live on 90 tonight, the game 7:30. If you're in from Virginia or South Carolina, welcome to Atlanta. Hope you enjoy the game today, 3 o'clock kick. Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We welcome into the program Abe Gordon. Abe is my co-host on College Football Game Time, and we're going to react to everything we saw. And boy, do we have a lot to react to. Abe, it was everything that we thought and everything that we could not have expected at the same time.
Yeah, it's one of those things, John, where we cover the sport, we watch the sport so much, and sometimes we feel like we know what we're talking about, and then a day like yesterday comes around, and sometimes – you feel like you're watching teams and didn't pay attention to the offseason and just fell into traps. And for some of those games yesterday, kind of felt that way. But some fascinating results. And the other interesting thing is it one team's good? Is it one team's bad? Is it combo of both? It's so simple to overreact one way or the other when the one game sample size really doesn't give us the details we need.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I remind everybody, it's sort of like last year in week two, Notre Dame hosted Northern Illinois and lost at home to Northern Illinois. And, of course, Notre Dame ended up in the national title game. Now, having said that, that doesn't mean we can't glean some things from week one, okay? One of the things that we can glean from week one is that Arch Manning is going to have to grow into the role, because that was probably the two biggest stage for him. At the same time, I think Ohio State's defense really frustrated Texas. Here you go with another win for Ohio. Look, say what you like about Ohio State, Abe. Fact of the matter is, right now they just keep winning, except for Michigan. They keep winning all the big games.
Yeah, and people are going to ask the same question they have been. I know our buddy Garrett Chapman's already asking it about Sark and his ability to win the big game. Yeah, you know, the funny thing is, and I was pretty confident in Arch Manning. I had questions, and you and I talked about it. What's around Arch Manning? That was my concern. What's the offensive line look like? What's the offensive playmakers, the wide receivers look like? Can they run the ball? And I think it all added up to too much on Arch, and it just wasn't there. And I think, as you mentioned, give it time to play itself out. He's got a couple of cupcakes here. They'll figure it out. They'll get the offense on the same page. But it was not the sort of performance I expected from either offense, if we're going to be fair. I thought that Ohio State was held in check pretty well also. And so I did not expect 14-7 in that affair. But look, Arch Manning, I mean, you're midway through the second quarter and you see the Heisman odds change. You see the number one draft pick odds change. And it's like, all right, give a guy a little bit of time. We've seen some quarterbacks who've had rough goes and develop into something. I still think Arch is very good. I do not have a concern there. But it wasn't going to come naturally. It wasn't going to come immediately. And I think we've learned that yesterday.
And by the way, who's to say that those two that met in the semifinals last year won't meet again in the semifinals or the final championship game again this year? So it's a really a wait-and-see approach about Texas and Ohio State here in terms of, you know, when we see them play other teams besides themselves. Alabama's a different story, Abe. I think we now have a big enough sample size of Kalen DeBoer to know this is not Nick Saban's Alabama. 9-5 for Kalen DeBoer since he took over in Tuscaloosa. I don't know how good Florida State is. It's certainly, you know, I tweeted out that they've entered the chat in the ACC. But Alabama just looked disorganized, and Ty Simpson looked like he was out of sync. And I never got a sense, even when they scored, you know, they got that lucky kind of break or two in the second half and they cut it to a one-score game. I still never thought Alabama was winning. Did you?
No, I didn't. I'm not sure what was going on with Ryan Williams yesterday. But his disappearing act, and I'm talking about before the concussion, of course, really cost Ty Simpson. And Ty Simpson had to lean incredibly heavy on Bernard, who's a guy I think is very overlooked. And we've talked about him. But he couldn't do it on his own. They didn't get enough in the run game. They didn't get enough from Simpson. And there was the expectation that Simpson and this offense was ready to roll. They got the new OC Grubb in there, and they've got the quarterback that can run their set, and it fell completely flat. And like you said, I just don't know if this is about Alabama not being there. There's also potential that miraculously Florida State does undergo a one-year turnaround, and you got a guy like Castellanos that's going to come in, talk that talk, and then back it up with the play. You and I both know who Jalen Lucas is, John, you know, from his explosive days at Indiana. And I think he had that 60 or whatever it was yard reception tackled down at the 4 or 5 yard line, completely put Alabama on the heels for the rest of the game. It was an explosive play we didn't get from DJU and anyone at Florida State a year ago. This is a different Florida State offense. They're going to fight because Castellanos gives them that mindset. And they got some playmakers around them. And so it's going to be really interesting to see what sort of bounce back this is. And that's why I say we're so stuck on this sample size, because I don't know if this is about a disaster for Alabama or if it's some sort of miraculous comeback jump into the contendership discussion in the ACC for Florida State. But I will say this. DeBoer has got to figure it out very quickly. I know the buyout, $70 million, John. but they are asking so many questions right now, and I just don't know what answers there are.
You know, I didn't expect, 14-7 Texas Ohio State. I really did not expect 17-10 LSU. That one actually really caught me off guard for the reason, Abe Gordon, that LSU's defense has been, I think, fair to say, suspect over the last 5, 6, 7 years. And Clemson at home with Kate Klubnik, that they only got 10. And then boy, the last play, the fourth down play with, in the final minute when they were, moving to possibly tie the game and send it to overtime, which is totally blown up, and you called timeout, and that's the play you run, and it's, oh, my God, it was just a disaster for Clemson.
Yeah, I was wrong about this one, real wrong. I've been very high on Clemson, but more specifically very high on Cade Klubnik, and there was just nothing there. And a lot of it has to do with an offensive line, or more so the Clemson defensive line. This is a pass rush that, like you said, we have not seen from Clemson or from LSU in a while. And I think the expectation was that they'd be able to do some things on offense, even if they didn't necessarily show it yesterday against a very good, possibly elite Clemson defense. But the fact that LSU now has a defense to go with Garrett Nussmeier, to go with what is maybe the beginning stages of a run game, it's dangerous for the SEC. And if you remember, John, during our show, you asked me who's the underrated SEC team, and I gave you LSU, even though I thought they were going to drop one to Clemson. I just think that they're a team that if they have that defense and if they can maintain that level of performance, the offense is going to follow. Nussmeier is one of the best quarterbacks in the country. They're going to have playmakers. I think we saw a little bit of that yesterday. They're going to be a team to reckon with. In my opinion, they have now taken Alabama's place in that discussion of who maybe that third SEC team could be, fourth SEC team.
Right. At the moment, I said to open the show, I think if you're Auburn, you can walk around at the moment saying, I think we got the best team in the state. And, who knows? Maybe they do. And so this will be really fascinating to watch play out here. Abe Gordon, my co-host on College Football Game Time, again, trying to digest here on a Sunday morning everything we've seen. There's still a couple of games to be played here tonight and tomorrow before we won't get the new rankings until Tuesday. I can pretty much tell you right now, Ohio State will go to number one. We're talking about the SEC right now. We're going to get into the Big Ten in the next segment with Abe and the rest of the nation here. But Georgia's going to move up too. And I think what we saw with Georgia, I know that Marshall's no good. I mean, they have a great program, obviously. They produce great NFL talent out of there, in Huntington. But this current Marshall team isn't very good. But Georgia did what it needed to do, and it got kind of comfortable. And, they had the luxury of doing that. It certainly helped that they wanted to get off to a fast start. They got off to a fast start. They were allowed, Gunnar Stockton to get kind of settled in. Receivers caught the ball. They ran the ball. They blocked and tackled, and they won easily. So, as expected. Didn't cover, though, interestingly enough. But I think Georgia is now looking ahead, and suddenly I mentioned, and Abe, I want you to react to what you saw from Georgia. I think the fans will settle down a little bit about some of the questions they have. But those big games against Alabama and Texas now suddenly aren't – they're still big, don't get me wrong, but they're not the – I think they've lost a little bit of luster.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. I think Texas and Arch Manning, it'll take one game for them to showcase something, and then you're looking at them again the same way you have been. I thought that was the defense in Texas that did a great job holding down Ohio State at the same time. And so I think Texas is still worthy, and Alabama's a much bigger question in my mind. Look, Georgia, I would say Ole Miss, Florida, to a different extent, Tennessee, these programs all did what they were supposed to do, and which is dominate and handle lesser competition. And obviously Tennessee had a much tougher game there in Syracuse, but you liked what you saw. You wanted to see a little bit of a run game. You wanted to see the offense start fast, stuff like that. And you saw that for the Georgia Bulldogs. I also think you saw Gunnar Stockton, and specifically the athleticism and an angle of that Georgia offense that you have not had in recent seasons. And I think that is something to be excited about as you enter a tougher stretch.
Yeah, so it's going to be fascinating to me because I think that, you write epitaphs, right? Because everybody's writing right now the tombstone for the Alabama program. You see it all over X. You guys used to be Alabama. You're dead in the water. I don't know. Maybe they are. you know, it's a tough situation because you don't want to get on the wheel of coaches. You mentioned the buyout is, you know, Jimbo Fisher redonkulous. And so Alabama's got a lot to try to figure out here. But for Georgia, those are the, you know, folks who had written Georgia off as, you know, after last year, saying, you know, Georgia's never going to be, you know, an unbeaten, you know, superpower anymore. Again, right now, I think what you saw yesterday was the beginning of the possibility that they are the best team in the SEC, and that's all you got to be, and that they could possibly make it into, you know, the number one seed in the playoffs. So I think Georgia's going to be fine here, and we'll find out when they get to some of those big games. You mentioned Tennessee. There was a lot to like, you know. By the way, if I can, Abe, just for a second, you Tennessee fans out there, if you missed it late last night, your guy, Nico Iamaleava, man, he was bad. Oh, my God, was he bad. He goes to UCLA, takes a $1.3 million NIL haircut, throws for like 130 yards, gets picked off a couple of times, and gets just destroyed at home by Utah. Jeez. All right, you don't have to react to that, Abe. Tennessee, you know, a lot of people said, you know, hey, last year was peak Heupel. That was a pretty solid win for them. I think Syracuse might be a pretty good club, and so they showed, I think, that they can be a bit of a handful.
Yeah, I think the question for me is about the quarterback, Joey Aguilar, and he looked very good yesterday, and the questions are going to remain until they enter SEC play and face some better quality opponents as well. But the question was, is this guy good enough? Coming from App State, coming from JUCO, coming, kind of from UCLA, was he going to be good enough for this team? And the answer yesterday, at least, was that he will be. And so I'm fascinated to see how they continue to play forward, because this is a Tennessee team that has been completely overlooked in the discussion. We talked about LSU and Alabama and Georgia and South Carolina, and we go down the list. No one's really talking about Tennessee, but they start the season in the top 25. They're probably going to take a little smidge forward in terms of the rankings as well. This is an overlooked team that maybe they can't win the SEC, but they can wreak havoc throughout the conference, and I wouldn't want to overlook them, and they played a very strong game with some explosive performances yesterday.
All right, what do you expect, Abe Gordon, today? Let's take a quick peek in 90 seconds or so. South Carolina fans have to, like, okay, they're obviously nervous. They're playing Virginia Tech, 3 o'clock, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But they also have to kind of see an opening, because if you're a South Carolina fan, you were watching that Clemson game last night. We can beat these guys. So South Carolina's starting to see a little bit of a crack, at least at the beginning before they take a snap, of saying, hey, listen, can we go out there and do what we did last year, and could we get into the playoff and be the best team in the state?
Yeah, I think right now South Carolina shouldn't be worrying about Clemson. They need to make sure that they're on point today. Virginia Tech is definitely a challenge and a threat. I don't think they're the greatest team in the ACC, but if you're not fully focused, I think they can get you. And Kyron Drones is a dangerous, dangerous quarterback. I'm interested to see what the South Carolina squad does for an encore. I was very impressed a year ago with Lenora Sellers and what they were able to do, and I'm not entirely sure that I buy them being able to repeat that. But I do think they get the win today. And you're right. I think it's an opportunity to serve notice. I think, notice a little bit yesterday as well. Now it's South Carolina's turn. We're going to be in this running in the SEC. Don't overlook us.
Abe Gordon is going to stay with us. We're going to do another segment with him. We're going to talk about Notre Dame-Miami tonight, Catholics versus Convicts, a game you can hear live beginning at 7:30 tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we'll touch on the Big Ten and the rest of the nation and the reaction to the week one of college football on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We are reacting to week one of college football, which of course is not done. Notre Dame, Miami tonight, live on Sports Radio 90.9 The Game. John Fricke with you from the Northern Kia Studios. My co-host on College Football Game Time, Abe Gordon, has been with us. We ran through the SEC just to kind of backtrack here because I know, Abe, we did a little bit of reaction yesterday on College Football Game Time, but for the benefit of Georgia Tech fans, with Clemson losing and Miami playing tonight, Florida State winning the way they did, you know, what you made of Georgia Tech's win in Colorado, and then Louisville puts on a show and a performance, Pittsburgh puts on a show and a performance, North Carolina plays tomorrow night. You get a kind of a growing sense, Virginia Tech plays today, from the ACC that this could be something that's going to take a while to settle in before we know, you know, who's real and who's not.
Yeah, I mean, I think that about all of the conferences, though. I mean, I don't think the loss yesterday changes my mindset about Clemson and whether they're the team to beat in the ACC. Maybe it needs to see more growth for them to jump back into my national title discussion, but I don't think anything changes there. And I still think there's a huge battle for two and three, and I think Miami gets a chance to stake their claim tonight. And I feel the same about the SEC. I feel the same about Ohio State and Penn State and Oregon and some of the teams in the Big Ten and the Big 12. I mean, John, who you still have no idea. I think, again, we're not going to overreact too much to one game's worth of sample size. I think we saw some interesting things yesterday, and obviously the results have their say, but we still don't know anything, and I really feel that way.
Well, when it comes to the Big Ten, certainly Ohio State was pegged as the team to beat. I don't think that they did anything but promote themselves as defending national champions back to the number one spot, and that's where I think they'll be in the polls here. A couple of the Big Ten teams, though, really, we said the bottom of the Big Ten, and Northwestern and UCLA, oh, man, did they have bad losses. Oh, boy. So we'll keep our eyes on that. But the rest of the Big Ten, Penn State did what it had to do. While you were sleeping last night, Oregon and USC were, you know, lesser opponents, obviously, but they were doing everything they had to do to prove that they're going to be, you know, part of the mix here. I think Michigan with Bryce Underwood had a really solid start. So I look at the Big Ten, and I look at Ohio State, I look at Penn State, I look at Oregon. But you mentioned yesterday, don't discount USC, don't discount Michigan, don't discount some of the other teams that could suddenly find themselves right in the middle of that mix too.
Yeah, Michigan was interesting. It felt like they got a little bored once they got comfortable in that game and kind of had to play out the string a little bit. But USC was very interesting with the offensive explosion for them and what they put out there. They have talent. They got to put it together. They need to have the quarterback to lead it, all that stuff. But the talent is there. We've seen that in the recruiting class and recruiting rankings. I think the Big Ten is the conference that's pretty wide open after two. Them and the ACC are what's fascinating to me, because I think in the ACC, especially with Florida State and their performance, there's 3, 4, 5 schools. I think you can argue Louisville looked really good as well yesterday that are going to fight Georgia Tech for that third spot in the conference. And I think when you look at the Big Ten, and assuming Ohio State and Penn State are supposed to be 1-2 like they are, you mentioned Michigan, you mentioned Oregon, you mentioned Illinois and Indiana, and some of the other programs.
USC.
That's a USC and sure, that's a fascinating fight for 3 and potentially 4 if they can put themselves in position to get 4 into the playoffs. All I know, though, is Ohio State's the number one team in the country. That's how it has to be when the rankings come out. After that, it's pretty much all up for grabs.
Well, you know, as we count down here towards, the race this year is going to be different than it was last year because the playoff rules have changed, and it's the top 4 teams, not the top 4 conference champions. So one of the things that they wanted to do, I find this interesting, Abe, one of the things they wanted to do in college football when they created this, the 14 playoff and then 12-team playoff, is when they created this committee, is they said, look, we're going to look at, you know, strength of schedule. And SEC said last year you didn't so much do that. And we're not going to count how, you know, margin of victory into this. And yet you see teams like, if you didn't miss yesterday, USC putting their foot down on the gas when they have a chance to score 70. Yeah, we're going to score 70. If we can score 60, we're going to score 60. We're not backing off the gas here. We have to win by 100 points, because don't tell me the margin of victory doesn't count. I'm sorry, when it comes to playing lesser opponents, Abe, it does.
You still have a human voting element, and humans are impressed by shiny objects. And that's just really what it comes down to. I completely agree. The same way I suggested, I won't believe the strength of schedule means what it's supposed to mean until I see it actually in action, is the same way I don't believe that they're not going to take margin of victory and game control and all that stuff into account. It just simply does matter. And I also think that's why watching the games matter. Georgia Tech was so much better than Colorado. If you look at the final score, though, it maybe doesn't reflect that. You have to watch the games to understand how dominant a team is or isn't, and how impactful a play here, a play there, changes the optics. You can't just go by the final score. The human element is always going to be mystified by that big number, and I do think it matters, especially when you got a team like Ole Miss, right? And they missed out a year ago, and they have an opportunity to blow out Georgia State, and they're going to take that.
Yeah, and they did blow out Georgia State last night. And so, right, you have to put your foot down, because, again, people say, well, but you only won by, you know, okay. You know, so now we have to make sure that everybody understands that we are what we say we are, because, you know, the really good teams would. So, yes. Notre Dame and Miami tonight, fascinating game. It'll be really interesting to see what Carson Beck does as a quarterback with the talent that's around him. A lot was made about, you know, drops last year, like a running game, things of that nature. Miami paid him $4.3 million, which is 3 times what they paid Cam Ward. Notre Dame comes in with C.J. Carr, brand-new quarterback, highly touted, but brand-new quarterback, trying to build on that run that they had beating Georgia and getting into the national title game last year. Two old foes, a game back way, probably about time you were born, Miami beat Notre Dame in a game that really put Miami on the map in the 1980s. That was the game that really kind of put them on the map. So I'm just kind of curious as to what you think of this game tonight.
Yeah, I think this is a proving ground for Miami, and they've got to do everything they can to stop Jeremiah Love. If you're Miami and CJ Carr beats you, I think you live with that. If Jeremiah Love, the running back for Notre Dame, probably the best back in the country this year, beats you, you didn't have the right defensive game plan. And so I'm interested to see a Miami team load the box and get guys up there and play man coverage because of that. And Notre Dame's going to have to challenge that if they're going to want to win. I'm very high on Carson Beck. I think there was an overreaction to the performance a year ago for Georgia, and kind of what happened offensively as things fell apart for the Dogs. I don't think it was all on Carson Beck. I think he's out to show that tonight. I'm a big fan of Miami in this game. I think they're another team in the ACC that's being completely overlooked, and quite frankly, a team in the national title conversation that's being completely ignored. And it's an opportunity at home, standalone game, national TV, to prove that tonight against Notre Dame. I think for once, John, I think that fan base is going to be showing out at home tonight. I'm fascinated for the theater of it. There are schools that's better for college football when they're good. I think Miami is one of them, and it's nice to see them potentially, dare I say, back.
Yeah, well, Florida State's another. And, you know, I mean, so they're, yeah, right. Yeah. I agree. But look at the state of Florida. I mean, South Florida beats up on Boise the way they did. And then Florida State beats up on Alabama the way they did. If Miami makes that a try, you know, no, Florida obviously was playing Long Island University. That didn't count. But if those three.
They were supposed to.
Yeah, right. I know. Yes, fair enough. But I mean, it still doesn't count. But for those three to hold serve at home against the likes, if Miami makes it that Notre Dame and Boise State and Alabama came down to their state and all left with major L's on their face, that's going to really say something about, you know, kind of the state of where the game has shifted, at least possibly for this year, and that Florida becomes kind of the central ground. You could also look at Louisiana, where LSU had that huge win and Tulane had a big win. Don't discount that win for Tulane over Northwestern. It was a dominating win for them, and Northwestern's not very good, but still, you beat a Big Ten team, and in the group of five, which is wide open, that's a big win for Tulane. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens in the group of five and throughout the year here. So just kind of broadly, Abe Gordon, as we settle in here and we start to look at teams, we know the teams that we expected to be at the top at the beginning of the year, you know, Texas and Ohio State. I'm going to kind of call that a push. I'm not trying to diminish at all what Ohio State did. But, look, they're both going to be very good. I still both think that they're going to be in the playoff. Georgia did what it was supposed to do. But I think when we start talking about the race for two or three or four in the ACC, in the SEC, in the Big Ten, boy, Abe, I think this is going to be so fascinating because we might be able to look at three or four or five teams that can make the playoff, but the other seven, even eight spots are so wide open that week to week. But, like, for example, you tell me who the Heisman favorite is right now. You talked about the odds shifting on Arch Manning. I have no idea. Who's number one on the board?
Yeah, I think yesterday was a pretty big hit Heisman-wise for a number of different players. If I had to make an argument, and I'd probably say the Heisman favorite right now is probably Garrett Nussmeier, and he didn't have the greatest game statistically of all time. I think next week, we're probably going to say this quite often, I think you learn a lot next week. I think you look at some of the games coming up. Illinois has to go on the road at Duke. We'll find out. And Duke's not very good, but Illinois traveling, you know, doesn't work. Baylor, who just had a terrible loss to Auburn, is going to try and threaten SMU. Is SMU back in that discussion again? If they put an impressive performance forward, what does that look like? And I think you talk about Michigan and Oklahoma. Those are two teams now I think we get to check the book on and figure out exactly what they are. So I think as each week goes on, there's going to be three or four games every week that you'll really learn about one of these teams or maybe two of these teams that could be fighting for one of those 12 spots, like Michigan, Oklahoma, next week. And so it's just so tough to tell. I would say this, and I've always felt that, and this is why I like the expanded playoffs, John. You have to give ground. You have to give time for teams to improve over the course of the season. I think the Texas that we saw on the road against Ohio State in Arch Manning's third career start, first ever on the road, I think you're going to find a much improved team as the season goes on, a much more comfortable team. And so to say that if these two teams, Texas and Ohio State, met in mid-December, you'd have the same result, I maybe you do, because Ohio State's going to give the time to improve and Julian Sand to get more comfortable. But this is why we don't make these grand statements after one sample size game. I think Texas has got a large opportunity to become the best team in the nation still. And you have to give it time. And, you know, that it didn't happen for them yesterday. They're still going to be very, very dangerous in the SEC. I would not bury them or any of the teams like Clemson, who lost yesterday, or whichever team drops tonight, Notre Dame or Miami.
Right. It's more of an NFL vibe to it because, you know, NFL teams can, you know, start slow to the season and then peak and win a Super Bowl. So, you know, again, it's just about making your conference title game, getting to 10 wins, things of that nature. So, you know, you have a little bit of grace. However, that does not necessarily extend to Alabama. And, you know, just to kind of put a back button on this, because it's going to be the big story this week, because I looked it up, CBS says that the buyout for Kalen DeBoer is $63 million. Whatever it is, it's a huge, it's Jimbo Fisher money. And I just don't know how, doesn't it seem like this isn't going to work, Abe? I don't know what's going to happen going forward, but this just seems like it's just not going to be a fit.
Yeah, I mean, the bigger issue is not that they got beat. It's how it looked, in my opinion. And they were pushed around. They were moved by a Florida State team that had two wins just last year. And I know that you go into the transfer portal and bring in some playmakers and you beef up the lines and all that stuff. But you got completely manhandled, out-physicaled, and that's a bigger issue. And same thing goes for what I said about Texas. I think Alabama still has an opportunity to improve, but there were some bigger concerns for me yesterday. I don't know what was going on with Ryan Williams even before he got injured. He just didn't seem to be in the game, and that's a real problem. And Ty Simpson, for as much as the hopes and dreams of the Crimson Tide, you know, returning to that glory under DeBoer, it just didn't look like he's a significant enough game changer for them. And so I don't know what to do, John. Like, you're really going to pay $70 million in a buyout or 63 or whatever it is and try and get into that carousel?
Yeah,
who knows?
It's dangerous. But yeah, who knows?
I'd be real concerned about keeping DeBoer. You give him at least next year as well and see, but you got to start to formulate some opinions here, because he's got, what, four losses in the span of 2 years to unranked teams. That's not Alabama football. You want to lose to Georgia or to Texas, you can live with that. You can't lose to a team that had two wins a year ago.
Abe Gordon, the College Football Game Time co-host with me. Thanks, Abe. Do appreciate it.
Enjoy the games today, John, and tomorrow.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.